Do you ever wish you had a magic wand that could make your house clean itself? Well, I don't have that magic wand, but this podcast episode is the next best thing. Today we're talking about how you can simplify cleaning your home so you can have more quality time with your family, for yourself, all of that good stuff. So if you want 7 time-saving cleaning hacks, then you're definitely going to want to listen to today's episode. And I want you to hop on the waitlist for the Productive Moms Toolkit, where I will give you even more ADHD-friendly cleaning hacks with real examples from my home. And you'll also get to see behind the scenes of our quick laundry routine that my daughter has been doing since she was 1. So now my 4-year-old, she's able to put away her own laundry, and my 1-year-old, I'm actually starting her in the process of putting away the laundry because she loves helping with cleaning up and all of that. It's still fun for her at this age. So I've been teaching her how to help with laundry as well. So if you want to see behind the scenes of my cleaning routines and laundry hacks and all of that fun stuff, get on the waitlist for the Productive Moms Toolkit. Welcome to the Smart Productive Mom Podcast. My name is Lucretia, and I want to help you be more productive and present without stressing about housework. I'm spilling all the tea on how to take that overwhelm out of motherhood, so let's dive into all the juicy goodness. After I had my first daughter, I struggled a lot with keeping the house clean and keeping up with all of my responsibilities that come along with being a wife and a new mom. And there were really 4 things that I can say really held me back with just being able to let go and enjoy the motherhood experience. So the first thing that I did was I connected my self-worth to how clean my house was. I had this idea that a good mom meant that my house had to be spotless all of the time. And the cleaner my house was, the better of a mom I was. And so that's what I thought being a new mom. I thought that I needed to keep my house clean because I was seeing other moms on social media. They're new moms, they're recording videos and, you know, posting all this content, and their house is always clean. And so I felt like I needed to be like them in order to be a good mom. So that was the first thing. And within that was the comparison. So in this world of social media, where people are often sharing, you know, behind the scenes of what we think is their real lives, but in actuality, we're just seeing part of their lives and the part of their life that they want us to see. So if they don't want us to see that their house is a mess, then they're not going to record that. They're not going to show us that part of their real life. So we're just seeing the highlights of their life and what they want us to see. And at that time, I just believed what I saw on the internet and thought that, you know, their house looked like that all the time. And I was wondering, you know, like, they have 5 kids. How are they able to keep their house clean? And I have 1 and I'm struggling this bad. So then I also felt like a bad mom because I'm like, how are they able to do this with way more kids than me? And I'm struggling with just this 1. So I was really comparing myself and my home to their seemingly perfect home and their seemingly perfect life. And so this also led me to believe that I needed to have a clean home in order to be considered a good mom. And pretty much my whole life, I've been a perfectionist. I've enjoyed just like getting things done in a specific way and the way that I think is the best way. And so whenever I wasn't able to keep up with everything that was going on in my life, like all of these new changes in my life, then I really felt like I was failing. Like I wasn't living up to the type of mom that I thought that I would be. And again, that comes with like me looking at other people and just creating this version of motherhood based on what I thought was reality for other moms, which now I know better, of course. But back then, as a new mom going through anxiety and depression and, you know, all of the hormones that come with being a new mom, I had this idea in my head of what I thought motherhood should look like, and I wasn't living up to that idea. And so therefore, I didn't think that I was a good mom because I wasn't able to keep up with the cleaning and we were eating out a lot and I was, you know, barely showering. So I was like really struggling. And so I didn't feel like I was being a good mom or a good wife because I was struggling so hard to keep up with everything, which caused a lot of guilt because I wasn't able to quote unquote do it all. So I was struggling with my business, which I had just started my business when my daughter was 6 weeks old. So I was struggling to figure out like what to do to make money in my business so I could continue to stay home with her. I was struggling to figure out like there were times where she would cry and I would have no idea why she was even crying. And then I would get really frustrated because I'm her mom and I have no idea what's wrong with her. Like I've fed her, I've changed her diaper, I've burped her, like I've done all these things. I've given her medicine. I literally had no idea what would be wrong with her. And so that made me feel really bad as a mom because I couldn't figure out what was wrong with my own child. And then I'm trying to, you know, keep up with the cleaning and keep up with cooking and all of this other stuff. So there's just a lot on our plates as moms. And then you start feeling guilty because it's like, okay, I need to be cleaning the house, but I also need to be taking care of the baby. And I also need to be paying attention to my husband and the dog needs to be fed. And like, there's so many moving parts. There's so many balls to keep in the air. And I just really felt a lot of guilt because I felt like I was never making the right decision. No matter what I decided to do, there was always 10 other things that could have been needing my attention, that could have been the decision that I needed to make. You know, instead of working on my business, maybe I should have been playing with my daughter, or instead of washing the dishes, maybe I should have been in my home office working on my business. There was so many moving parts and there was always a question mark of, is this really what I should be working on right now? And so that came with a lot of guilt, like I was never making the right decision. So if you felt like any of that, then you're definitely in the right place because I've been through all of that. I've experienced all of that. And that is what inspired me to create the Productive Moms Toolkit, because I know that I am not alone in that experience. And if I can even help just like one mom get out of that cycle of where nothing you do is good enough, then I feel like my purpose here on earth has been served, because that was such a dark and lonely place for me that I wouldn't want anyone else going through that. So that's why I created the Productive Moms Toolkit, to help other moms out of that situation and to simplify juggling all the balls and all the responsibilities that we are juggling. So from that experience, I've really learned like three really important things. So one of them is that motherhood is multifaceted. And so being a good mom involves so much more than just maintaining a clean home. So it involves love and support and having a safe environment for your kids and, you know, helping them develop emotionally and intellectually, physically. Like there's so much more to motherhood than just what your house looks like or just being able to cook dinner. Like there's a lot that comes with it, which can even add more stress, because now it's like, okay, I'm developing this entire, like this small human into an adult human. Like I'm responsible for helping them grow up and have a good life. And so that can be even more stressful, but it's just the way that you decide to look at it. So I decide to look at it as, you know, what a great opportunity to help someone develop and grow into this strong, smart, capable adult. And so in the grand scheme of things, like keeping my house clean really isn't as big of a deal as I was making it. But although that is important, you know, to have a clean home, in the grand scheme of things, it really will just play such a small part in my child's development. The second thing that I learned from that experience is that quality time matters. So the time spent cleaning is time that I could spend interacting with my kids, building those relationships and making those memories with them. And so I really just need to figure out like a balance between, you know, cleaning, keeping the house clean and spending time with them. And so while it's important to have a clean and organized home, it was even more important to me to have a strong and healthy relationship with my kids. And so that's why I really focused on creating these simple routines so that I didn't feel guilty for cleaning instead of playing with them. I had this designated time where this was my cleaning time. And so any other time throughout the day was for them. So if I chose to clean any other time, like that was time that I knew I could be spending with them because I had a designated time for cleaning. So if I had already cleaned during nap time and later on my kids were doing some independent play, then if I chose to clean during that time, like that's fine because it wasn't taking away from time with my kids. So that is why I really focus on having designated cleaning times and cleaning as a family where we were spending family time together and we were also cleaning the house. So I didn't have to choose between both of those things. I could do them both together, like spend time with my kids and clean the house. We could do that together instead of me having to decide which one to focus on. I could do both. And the third lesson that I learned was that perfection is just not real. Like it's impossible to maintain a perfectly clean and organized home all the time, especially with kids at home. Life is messy and it's okay for my home to be messy at times. Like that's completely normal. And in fact, like I enjoy my home being messy at times because whenever I'm in homes that are like super clean, it really makes me anxious because I'm afraid that I'm going to mess something up. And so I don't want my kids to be in an environment like that where they're afraid to make messes. Like if they spill something, they know it's fine. They actually even know to like get a towel and clean it up. So like messes are going to happen, and trying to have this perfect home just leads to more stress and anxiety. So I just don't even try to fool myself with this vision of perfection because I don't want these feelings of like being a failure whenever I can't maintain this perfectly clean home. And I don't want to teach my kids this unhealthy belief that, you know, they need a perfect home. Like it's okay for your home to look like people live there. Like that's fine. It's going to get messy at times. As long as there's a routine to keep the mess to a minimum, like that's my focus. Like just how do I keep the mess to a minimum? Like I know it's going to get messy, but how do I just maintain it? So that's what I'm focused on, not trying to have this perfectly clean home, but trying to just have a routine for keeping my home at the level of clean that we can still manage and function within our home. So let's talk about 7 time-saving cleaning hacks that you are going to love. So the first cleaning hack is to use laundry baskets to collect items. So throughout the day, you will have a laundry basket somewhere in your home that you can throw items in there. And then at the end of the day, you'll take a few minutes or one of your kids can take a few minutes to put everything back where it belongs. So this can be a great way to involve your kids in the cleaning process as well. So whenever they're done playing with things, they don't have to put it back where it goes right then, even though that is what I prefer. Like whenever you're done playing with something, just put it back where it goes. But sometimes life gets busy. So just having this laundry basket where everyone can throw their stuff. And then at the end of the day, we can all just put everything back where it goes. So that's the first hack, is having a centralized laundry basket to collect items. And then at the end of each day, put everything back where it goes. Time-saving cleaning hack number 2 is to keep your cleaning supplies handy. So having cleaning supplies in multiple locations around your home. So let's say you have some in the bathroom, you have some in the living room, you have some in the kitchen. Just keeping some cleaning supplies easily at hand can help you tackle those messes as soon as they happen. And you're less likely to procrastinate because the cleaning supplies are already where you want them to be. So instead of like if you're, say, upstairs in a bedroom, instead of having to go all the way downstairs to the kitchen to get the cleaning supplies, then have some already upstairs with you so that it makes it easier for you to just go ahead and clean stuff up and you don't have that extra excuse of, oh, well, now I have to go all the way downstairs and get this and blah, blah, blah. Like you don't have that extra excuse. So that's just simplifying your cleaning process to help you stay consistent so that you don't procrastinate and, you know, make up extra excuses. This will just help you get things done instead of procrastinating. Cleaning hack number 3 is to clean as you go. So instead of leaving all the cleaning for one big cleaning session, I like to just clean up throughout the day. So we'll clean up like after the kids or after my one-year-old takes her nap, like I'll clean up during nap time before I come into my office. And like throughout the day, I'll just have the kids just pick up their toys randomly, just so whenever the mess starts kind of building up, like I'll just say, hey, let's have a quick little clean break. I'll put on some music and we'll all just kind of tidy things up. And so that way at the end of the evening, whenever we clean before we go to bed, it's not so overwhelming and we're not cleaning up the mess for the entire day. We're just cleaning up the mess from like the last few hours. So instead of, you know, waiting until the end of the day to clean the kitchen, this could just be like wiping down the countertops and like putting dishes in the sink. So after dinner, you don't have a huge mess to tackle. You just have, there's less cleaning to be done. Cleaning hack number 4 is to use multi-purpose cleaning products. So I like to use cleaning products that can be used on like multiple surfaces and for multiple purposes. So an example of this would be a multi-surface cleaner that I can use on countertops, tables, appliances. Like I can pretty much use them anywhere. And that saves me time from switching between different products and having to like go back to the kitchen, grab things and like, you know, or carrying around a lot of different products around the house to clean like one room. So I like to use multi-purpose cleaning products that I can use over and over again. So I don't have to keep like switching things out and I don't have to keep like buying all of these different types of cleaning supplies. I can just pretty much like use my spray and like a microfiber cloth and that can pretty much get the job done. So I like to use multi-purpose cleaning products so that it just limits how many cleaning products I have and it limits me switching between all of these different products. Time-saving cleaning hack number 5 is to declutter regularly. The less stuff you have, the less you have to clean. So I make a habit of regularly decluttering and getting rid of things that we aren't using so that it's not just there taking up space for the things that we actually are using. And I've noticed that whenever my kids are trying to clean, they'll get frustrated because there's not enough space for their toys whenever they've used things. There's not enough space to put them back because there's like all these old unused toys under them. And so like stuff is like falling out of the bins and they can't fit things where they're supposed to go. Like the books are falling off the shelf and it's because we have so many other things there that they're not actually using. One thing to do that I like to do is declutter regularly. And another thing that you could do is a toy rotation where instead of having all of the toys out at one time, just have some of the toys out for a little bit, like say a week where they'll play with these toys, then you'll put those away and then you'll rotate to a new set of toys and they'll play with those for like a week and then you rotate back to the old toys or if you have even more toys. So it's like a toy rotation. So even if you wanted to do like say for like 4 weeks out of the month, you could have a set of toys that they play with for each week of the month. And that way the older toys still feel new whenever they get to play with them. And there's less clutter in your home because, you know, they have all of these toys out all at one time. And with the toy rotation, there's just one set of toys out at one time. You'll put those up, like say you keep them in the garage in bins. So then you'll pull out the next bin and just rotate them out. So those are the two things that I really like to do is either I like to declutter regularly. So grandparents bring toys like every time they come. So we get a lot of toys quickly. And so I like to make sure that I'm getting rid of the old toys that they don't play with. And then other times I will do a toy rotation where I'm just rotating through unused toys. So this way the toys feel new to them without them actually being new toys. The 6th time-saving cleaning hack is to use technology. So there are so many ways to save time cleaning with the use of technology. For example, robot vacuums. They can automatically, if you set them on a timer, they can go through your home and vacuum your floors for you. So that will save you time because you don't have to worry about that. Or you can use apps that remind you when it is time to clean. And so that way you don't have to constantly be thinking about it. You can keep your cleaning checklist in an app and it can set reminders for you so that you'll know what to do each day and when to get it done. So just try to make sure you're utilizing technology as much as possible so that you either don't have to do this do something at all with like a robot vacuum. You don't have to worry about the vacuuming at all, or use your phone to have reminders for you so that you're not constantly thinking about when to get things done or what you should be doing. You've already laid it out and planned it out. And so now your phone is just reminding you of the plan. And then the seventh time-saving cleaning hack is to involve your children. And I like to make cleaning a family activity. I don't want to be the only one keeping the house clean because we're all here making messes, and so we're all going to clean them up. So even from a young age, like when my kids start walking, I think they both started walking at 10 months. And so whenever they start walking, like they start cleaning. As soon as they can start walking around and making messes, I am teaching them how to walk around and clean up those messes. So they help with like just simple tasks like picking up their own toys, or if they like their water cup or something spills on the floor, I'll get them a towel and like show them how to wipe up the mess. And they think it's super fun at that age. So they enjoy cleaning from an early age. And so this not only helps me get the cleaning done, but it also teaches them the important life skill of cleaning. So the older they get, I don't have to tell them what to clean. So like my 4-year-old, she's been cleaning up after herself for so long. Whenever she spills something, I don't have to tell her to get a towel and clean it up. Like she just automatically knows to do that because she's been doing it since she was like 1 year old. Having them help with the cleaning, it can be time consuming at first when they're little and they're still like learning how to do it. And then like my 1-year-old, like she'll be done cleaning, but she still just wants to like wipe the floor with the towel. So if I try to take it, she'll get mad. But so yeah, it can take a while at first when you're teaching them how to do it, but then it'll save you so much time later on because they'll learn how to do it themselves and they'll know what to do without you even telling them what to do. So that's why I like to involve them in the cleaning from an early age so that later on it can save me time because I'm not the one doing everything. So those are 7 time-saving cleaning hacks. If you want to see behind the scenes of my cleaning routine, our laundry routine, you'll definitely want to get on the Productive Mom Toolkit waitlist. You are going to love that program. It takes you behind the scenes of my routines and how I set boundaries, how I communicate those boundaries, like all of the good stuff that will help you really just simplify your life and get everything organized so that you feel less overwhelmed, less stressed, and more productive. So if you are interested in that, go ahead and get on the waitlist. So whenever the doors open, you will be the first to know. And I will see you next week. Thank you so much for listening to the Smart Productive Mom podcast. If you found this information helpful, please leave a written review so more moms can find this show. And if you want to connect with the super moms in this community, come hang out with us in the Smart Productive Mom Facebook group. I can't wait to connect with you. See you there.